Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
Indeed, a hell of a lot of skill. Welcome to the programme. More skill than I've got because I've just managed to take a swig from my generic energy drink. And it's gone down the wrong hole and I feel like I need to cough, but I can't move, so I'm going to speak to you. We start with some breaking news, listener. Because Chesterfield have parted company with Danny Wilson. Yeah, there you go. Chesterfield are rubbish. They've sacked Danny Wilson and Richie Humphreys in caretaker charge. On today's programme, the magic of the FA Cup. There's about four people have turned up to watch Cardiff versus Fulham. Though, in fairness, they have played this game at 11:30 on a Sunday morning. What were the TV people thinking? They've put it on at 11:30 in the morning just so it can be on. This is no word of a lie. BBC One Wales. I had to go into the 900s to find this channel today. I thought I was going to go into, you know, something a bit dodgy. Thankfully, I found the right channel in the end. But I was distracted. Fulham lead 2-1. Approaching half-time. Colin doesn't look too happy on the bench. Today, all the usual stuff. In fact, I've got a new feature for you, listener. Oh, yes. So stay tuned to social media for that one coming up shortly. There's this morning's back pages. And most of them lead with Wayne Rooney because he scored a goal yesterday against Reading. Another game where you think, why is this on TV? Ah, money I see to play. He's got his 249th to draw level with Sir Bobby Charlton as Manchester United's all-time leading goal scorer. The Sunday Times goes with Bobby Dazzler. And the Observer goes with 249 and rising, which is very perfunctionary. The Sunday Express claim Liverpool midfielder Adam Lallana will be offered a new deal at Anfield. Football player offered contract by club. Ooh, guys, a big day today, isn't it? They say a fresh contract will ward off interest from Spurs. I'll just bump his price up. The Sunday People claim Everton will make Arsenal midfielder Jack Wilshere their main transfer target in the summer, when he'll sign for them and then break his leg after about 2 minutes. He's gone loan at Bournemouth and has 18 months to run his contract with Arsene Wenger's side. Now, the Sunday Mirror also carry a big transfer story. Now, you remember on last week's programme, the trope, if you will, of the newspapers for the next 6 months, year, 2 years, is going to be everyone's going to China. We're all off to China, folks. And now, the other one is, because you remember we've had Gareth Bale's coming to Man United, and you think, well, why is he going to leave, you know, Real Madrid? Because they win all the cups and stuff. Why is he going to leave there to go to Man United? They're a bit rubbish now. Well, of course, the new one is Dele Alli, who's going everywhere. Well, he was going to Real Madrid last week, wasn't he? And now he's going to Barcelona. New Delhi is the headline in the Sunday Mirror. Could be the new department store, a new shop opening. I don't know. Barcelona and Real Madrid are going to battle it out, apparently. And, dun-dun-dun, serious news. Team Sky's cycling chief, Sir Dave Brailsford. Can't be a Dave and a Sir, can you? He's under increasing pressure to quit, according to the Sunday Telegraph, the last people to care about cycling. It follows the long-running saga involving the context of a package flown out to Sir Bradley Wiggins at a major cycling event in 2011. Might be some tyres. How do you know? Those were this morning's back pages. On Sport on Sunday today, who is Yorkshire's top football side? We've seen Sheffield United won yesterday. It's probably still Sheffield United. And much more as well on this Magic of the FA Cup special. Magic rating currently, not magic.
Sport on Sunday on Radio Yorkshire.
Now, as you'll have seen on the news, we have a new capital of culture, or whatever it's called. It is Hull. And joining us live from said cultural city, it's a man who thinks culture is what he eats in yoghurt. It's Matt Horton.
Afternoon, Rich.
How are you, Matt?
I'm very well. I'm very well. I'm just trying to see if I can see the blade that they transported into the city centre from the Siemens factory last night. But
Is it art?
It's just a big blade like you see on a wind turbine.
Is that art, then?
It's 75 metres long. And they basically had to close the whole city down last night to get it from Victoria Dock area down into Queen Victoria Square, where it's going to be.
Well, next time I end up in a hole, which I'm sure will be at some point this season, as you'll have a look for it. And,
I don't think you'll be able to miss it.
Well, I mean, I've enjoyed when I've been to Hull in the last year or so, I've enjoyed the light show at the KC, or the K-Com as it's now called. That's good.
Yeah. Last night I was in Queen Victoria Square last night for the light show that they've had on all week, the Made in Hull.
Oh, yes.
And, it was really, really good. Well worth it. Unfortunately, last night was the last night, and we managed to get there for the last show. So we did see it, but no, it's good that there is a big buzz around the city. The city's been busy all week, and there's been lots of bodies around in the city all week, and no, it has been really, really good.
It's a
great start to the City of Culture for Hull, and hopefully it's brought investment into the city already, and hopefully it'll continue for a long time.
Well, that's the main thing, isn't it? It's all about improving places through random things. You're there today because... unless there's a Challenge Cup tie, or indeed in the Super 8s, this will be the only time Hull FC and Hull Kingston Rovers play each other this year.
It is. It's turning the clock back 10 years, isn't it, Rich? Mm. When the last time Hull KR weren't in the top flight, and of course they went down in dramatic circumstances in the £1 million game with that monster field goal from Gareth O'Brien, and it's a time of change. Tim Sheens' his first game in charge today of the Red and Whites as well, but. Neither side going to be at full strength. Lee Radford was quite open at the Castleford friendly on Boxing Day that he's going to play a pretty similar side to what turned out at Weldon Road on that bitterly cold afternoon. But rumours circulating that Albert Kelly may make his debut today for the Black and Whites as well. So that will just put a little bit of spice into it as well.
How's his arrival been taken by the Hull fans?
By the Hull fans? Yeah. I think they're glad to have another halfback in who will provide... He's a different player to Mark Snead, isn't he? And he'll provide that little bit of spark. And Albert Kelly can do stuff off the cuff. If you listen to Scully, he'll say that Mark Snead's a bit of a one-trick pony. He'll kick the ball and he'll just pass it and not make any breaks and not take the line on. But Albert Kelly is completely the opposite to Mark Snead. He will take the line on. He will take those chances. He'll do those little kind of one-off plays that everybody will go, wow, why haven't we had somebody like that in the side for the last few years? So... No, I think Albert's going to bring a new dimension to Hull this year and will add greatly to their attacking options.
Well, good, because I think towards the end of last season, certainly in the semi-final at Wigan, they were missing that, weren't they, it's fair to say?
They were shot to pieces by the time they got to that semi-final at Wigan last year. They'd had a long year. They'd had the Challenge Cup final victory, and it's amazing how much it takes out of a squad and out of a side. We saw it happen to Leeds. In 2014, we actually saw it happen to them in 2015, but somehow they managed to turn it round, win that game at Huddersfield in the most dramatic of circumstances, and then win the semi-final and the grand final, and what could only be described as a wave of emotion as the heavy crew, as Sinfield, Peacock and Lulawai finish their careers off, hopefully, in the manner that they deserve to. Well, unless you go and ruin your legacy by coming out of retirement, but we'll leave that there.
Or playing Rugby Union. No, that's a bit unfair.
I've no comment to make about Rugby Union, by the way.
He did okay, didn't he, Sir Kev?
Yeah.
I mean, I never saw him play, but... You know.
Yeah, he did all right in what was could only be described as a poor side, so... Yeah,
well, before I let you go, because obviously you're a busy man, not many there yesterday to see Hull versus Swansea in the FA Cup, which, in fairness, you know, if I had the choice of going to watch either, I'd probably go today, but... Well, 6,500 there yesterday, expecting a bigger crowd today?
They're hoping to beat it, let's put it that way. And it shouldn't be too difficult, should it? I mean, I think there was a bit of a protest against the owner yesterday and what's been going on. But yeah, yet another protest. But to say there's a protest and they're still turning in 6,600, it's not much of a protest, is it? You'd think there'd be however many away fans, plus your absolute hardcore if you'd not missed a game for 40 years, they'd expect you to turn up.
They'd turn up if King John Un was the owner.
Probably, yeah.
Although you'd probably get a bigger crowd if Kim Jong-un was the owner, because it'd probably be mandatory.
Yeah, it would be mandatory to attend. There'd be a full house every week, wouldn't there?
Hey, let's hope he can put in a bid for the Bulls by tomorrow. That'd be good fun.
Pyongyang Tigers. Yeah.
Well, we've got Toronto in, let's go to North Korea as well. Slightly different.
That's something else that's happened this week, hasn't it? They've stuck their hand up and said, if it's there, we'll take it. And given the squad that Toronto have got, I think they're more than capable of holding their own at that level.
When does this season start? 9th of February. Hang on.
Yeah, but they're here in a couple of weeks' time for a friendly at Toronto, so that'll be a measure of where they're at. I mean, obviously, they picked the free agent Adam Sidlow up over the weekend as well, haven't they? So they are building quite a decent squad, and when Paul and Brian get those local guys into the side as well, they are going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Well, I know you're keeping fit, but I'm not. But there is a chance we could play professional rugby league this year, because Bradford have got no players left now. So there is a chance we could still be picked up.
Maybe, but I'm not quite interested in playing, to be honest. I'd rather go riding my bike round Round West Yorkshire, to be honest, and go and play rugby league for Bradford Bulls, for a Bradford side.
Bradford Northern Bulls. Well, you could ride it around the outfield at Oddsall.
Yeah, you could ride it around the Speedway track, couldn't you?
Bring back Speedway.
Yeah.
Matt, for the moment, thank you very much. We'll catch up with you later. Obviously, you're going to be watching the Hull Derby this afternoon. We'll hear from you later.
My lovely other half might be having a chat with you later.
Oh, right. So, it's nice that you produced the show for me, because I ain't got a clue what I'm doing between now and
that's
six.
That's all right, because... So. Well, I'll be busy during the game, but the wife won't be, so she might be able to have a chat with you after three, Rich.
No, fair enough.
I do believe you're busy between one and two, aren't you?
Two and three, yeah.
Two and three.
Playing 90s music, because that's what the people want.
Yeah, I need a break. 90s music, Rich.
They need a break from this high-intensity sports-based radio chat programme. Matt, I shall catch up with you. Enjoy the culture, and we'll catch up with you and Mrs. H later.
No problem, Rich. All right.
Matt Orton there, live from the KCOM Stadium in Hull. People think this programme is thrown together, and they are exactly right.
Sport on Sunday with Richard Shaw Wright on Radio Yorkshire.
The darts is on. Martin Wolfie Adams is taking on Ryan Joyce. His nickname, apparently, judging by the back of his shirt, is Relentless, which is ironic because I'm drinking kind of Monster at the minute. Speaking of the darts, I don't know if you've seen his challenge, probably my favourite TV channel, apart from TV Yorkshire, obviously, are showing, or have been showing, repeats. Well, they show repeats of Bullseye all the time. It's the best thing on television at the moment. And they've been showing repeats from the very first series. And you watch them and you think, how did this ever go on as long as it did? Because it's dreadful. It's really, really bad. There's no Tony Green, so Jim Bone has to do virtually everything. There's a weird board at the start where they decide the order of play. The prizes... Well, you know, the old joke is the prizes on Bullseye are rubbish. Hiding behind Bully was a clock for every room of the house and a set of lighters, which is the most 1981 prize you could possibly get. The opening titles are bizarre. Not as bizarre as they got, of course, with Bully in the bus. And he ejects him. Why is Bully driving a bus? And when he ejects himself, where do the players go? What happens? But, you know, we're all clickbaiters out there now in the world. Certainly, Sport on Sunday is. If you want to see the opening titles to the first series of Bullseye, I'll gift them, stick them on Twitter, twitter.com/radio_Yorkshire. I could talk forever about Bullseye, but sadly, you've got to play music and some actual proper sport as well.
Sport, music, and roast beef.
Well, the first two will sort.
Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
Right, now, we've got two free-of-prize competitions going this afternoon. One, can you guess what obscure football shirt I'm wearing? The picture is on Twitter. I've not just obscured the badge, but obscured my face. And two, it's time for this. Yes, it's Sporting Triangle time. And it's another dart scene one. I'm watching the darts. They've got someone on there who's wearing a mask of Kim Jong-un, which is the second time he's been mentioned on the programme this afternoon. Someone's Boris Johnson. There's a Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Anyway, speaking of darts, name three men who've won both the BDO and PDC World Championship titles. It's easy. @radio_Yorkshire if you've got an answer to that question, and you, of course, win nothing.
Sport on Sunday with Richard Shaw Wright on Radio Yorkshire.
In a couple of weeks' time, it'll be all rugby league at this time. And speaking of rugby league, let's head to the KCOM Stadium, where the Hooter has just gone in the Hull Derby. Matt Horton, what's happened?
It's a victory for the east side of the city, Rich. The Red and Whites have won by 40 points to 16. Given it was Hull KR first team, well, their strongest available side against what could be pretty much described as a reserve side for Hull FC. No surprise in the result. 14-6 at half-time they led, did the Red and Whites. Stretched it to 18 when David Hodgson went over. Then Andrew Heffernan, converted by Ryan Hall, made it 24-6. Hull it back, Connor Bauer getting on the end of a kick before two tries from Will Oakes, both goaled by Jamie Ellis, made it 36-10. Mike Adlard then got in at the corner for Hull FC. Jack Ray converted for 36-16. And then on the bell, George Milton crossed off a pass by Jordan Abdulu. Somehow managed to miss the conversion from in front of the post. He hit the right hand upright and it bounced away. The Hull KR fans are pretty happy. But I don't want They might get sucked into a false sense of security by this result, Rich. Their bigger test will come at Headingley in 10 days' time.
I know the papers will probably write columns about what we've learnt today. Have you learnt anything in particular from this game?
Yeah. I think Andrew Heffernan looks a really good signing for Hull Kingston Rovers, to be honest. Jamie Ellis has added a lot to him. They look really organised at half-back. Tim Sheens has spent plenty of time ball in hand with them in pre-season. There is a big fallacy that teams don't tend to see a lot of the ball before Christmas, so you'd think they've only had a week with the ball, but they've certainly put a lot of hard work in of OKR. They look pretty good. Albert Kelly just played the first half for the Black and Whites. They finished with a really, really young side out this afternoon of Hull. The result is the right result. OKR much the better for most of the afternoon, but Rovers fans, don't read too much into it. Don't get overexcited. There's still a lot of hard work to go and a lot of hard work for them to do. And like we say, their acid test will be at Headingley in 12 days' time.
Well, I'll let you have a special treat for being so good for us this afternoon. Why don't you tell the listeners what football shirt I'm wearing in our free of prizes competition?
Honduras away.
Honduras away is the correct answer. Matt, thank you very much. We shall catch up with you again soon, no doubt. And go enjoy listening to the coaches speak platitudes.
No problem.
Matt Horton there live from the KCOM Stadium. And of course, we'll be hearing plenty more from him and everyone else on RL on RY when it returns in February.
Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
Yeah, it's the ever pointless top of the form if you've only just joined the programme. Where have you been for the last however long we've been doing this? Basically, what we've done, all the teams in Yorkshire, which includes Middlesbrough, I know, they're in North Yorkshire. Look on Wikipedia. We've taken all their games they've played this season in league competition and come up with a brilliant formula which doesn't work. And it goes on points gained per game plus goal difference and stuff. Now, where it's not flawed is that Sheffield United are still top of the table with 7.38 on the Sport on Sunday coefficients, which I'm sure they'll be pleased to know. Just below them are, as you'd expect, Doncaster Rovers on 6.92. And that's right. And then, below them, it's well done to Leeds United, who are third in the table, 5.8. Then come Bradford on 5.65 and Huddersfield on 5.6. And if you're Huddersfield Town thinking, why are you below Leeds in the table? You don't score enough goals. Simple as that. Score more goals and this league table will be right. Then come Halifax and Sheffield Wednesday. Bottom up, Rotherham United, 0.36. Hull, North Ferriby, Bradford, Park Avenue, York City, Guiseley, Middlesbrough, Harrogate, and safely in mid-table, Barnsley, which is where they are. So you see, it kind of works. So well done to Sheffield United, another week at the top of the top of the form table. Still got to give you that answer to today's sporting triangle, haven't you? The darts one, and much more besides. Here on Sport on Sunday on Radio Yorkshire.
Sport on Sunday
on Radio Yorkshire.
Now, hilariously, I keep telling people there is a flaw in the top of the form system. It doesn't work. But we've got this far through the season. I ain't changing it. Huddersfield Town fans tweeted us. Ha ha, what rubbish. That's the censored version. Town are above Leeds after 25 games. Hashtag get real. It doesn't matter. It's just a made up thing. The FA and the Football League do not pay any attention to this made-up thing, right? So it's all right, don't worry. I'll hear from David Wagner in a moment. Right, first we've got to do the answer to this. So this week's Sporting Triangle was darts-related again. We asked you to name three of the men who've won both the BDO and PDC World Darts Championships, and you can pick any of... Dennis Priestley, of course, won the first PDC World title. Phil the Power Taylor, obviously. John Part and Raymond Van Barneveld. I'm not feeling well. I think I've got a cold. And that was this week's Sporting Triangle. Right, if you're listening on the podcast, you won't hear from David Wagner. If you're not listening, here's David Wagner.
Sport on Sunday with Richard Shaw Wright on Radio Yorkshire.